Today I spoke to Councillor Pippa Coombe about an update on Auckland Council's COVID-19 response as we look forward to another 2 weeks in lockdown. We also discussed the flooding that happened earlier this week in parts of Auckland due to a period of intense rain and storms, and how emergency services responded to those affected under Level 4 restrictions. She also briefly mentioned the resources available on the Auckland Council website for people during lockdown and what's new at the Auckland Library.
Could you please give us an update on Auckland Council's COVID response as we look to another 2 weeks of lockdown while the rest of the country is moving to Level 3?
Yes, so the main focus of Council is to ensure all of our essential services are working properly, you know, like the rubbish pickups and essential services are available. But we're also really wanting to ensure that we can assist with vaccinations and getting Aucklanders vaccinated, because, you know, we're at the front line for the need for vaccinations, and it's great to see that vaccinations are now increasing. I think they're up to about 25,000 per day. We've also got staff who can't do their normal jobs, say like librarians who are assisting with making outbound calls. And then this week, of course, there's been the emergency out west where there was flooding, so staff have had to be activated there in the emergency management and helping with the big clean-up out particularly around Te Henga and Kumeu, the areas that were affected by all that flooding. So that was kind of a complication, and in assisting with there, it's ensuring people have got accommodation. There's been cats that have been needed to be sheltered, and the big clean-up and making sure that the transfer station's open so people can take their waste there. So there's lots going on, and at the same time, Auckland Council's, you know, we're still having to keep business going in terms of our meetings and the schedule that we have.
So it sounds like Auckland Council isn't maybe directly doing the vaccination drive because it doesn't fall under their jurisdiction, but it's good to hear that people who previously would have had jobs that are available during lockdown are being reallocated to help with that kind of additional support around the vaccinations.
Yeah, I mean, it's making sure that we're providing, for example, working with Auckland Airport and the traffic management that's needed around vaccination centres and testing centres. Auckland Council's also here in support for people who need deliveries, for assisting with MSD, with housing.
I've noticed that with the vaccination centres, I was trying to book my vaccine the other day. It seems like there's real disparity between availability. Some centres aren't available till like November. What's with this? Is there just different demand around the regions depending on where's more populous?
I think it's also maybe where you might want to have the vaccination, because I know like if there's a lot of spaces out at the airport and the drive-through vaccination site. And then the Ministry of Health just briefed us the other day to say that they're onboarding more GPs and pharmacies. So there should become more availability. And I guess what the Mayor's been pushing too is to say that Auckland really needs to be prioritised for vaccinations so that we can keep at the levels that we're going, because Auckland is the gateway to the country. To keep up those vaccination rates is really important.
Yeah, because it seems like a lot of the vaccinations near me in the CBD are really, really booked up, and I wonder whether that's going to be an issue for people who maybe don't have as much accessibility to ones that are further out, who maybe more urgently need to get a vaccine, like if they don't have cars, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, we definitely need more sites in the city centre. And another thing I should add is that it's actually free to travel on public transport if to go to a vaccination appointment.
This is true, I forgot about that. Because that's in general, isn't it? The public transport in Auckland during Level 4 lockdown, it's free for essential movement.
Yeah.
Just going back to the flooding, that was pretty intense earlier this week. Even just where I am, I could hear all the thunderstorms and everything, but it was a lot of the places out west that were experiencing flooding. How did the help for that happened like during the Level 4 lockdown restrictions, because obviously emergency responses trump Level 4 restrictions, but I imagine it would have been quite a task to still do that in a safe way.
Yeah, I think, well, safety was definitely prioritised and people did have to break their bubbles. People were having to get rescued out of their homes and moved to accommodation. But I think emergency services tried to handle it as safely as possible as well in terms of the restrictions. But it was, you know, quite devastating for a lot of people out west. That's not my area, but just hearing and seeing the pictures on the ground, it did look very traumatic what they had to go through, especially in lockdown.
Do you have any idea of how it's going now? I assume the flooding's probably subsided by now, but I guess there's a lasting effect of the damage.
What we heard yesterday with an update from the mayor is that there's 4 families who are in temporary accommodation, 2 cats that had to be put into an animal shelter. The Waitakere transfer station has been opened, so there's bookings can be made for free. So people who are having to get rid of stuff from their damaged homes can take it to the transfer station. And I think there is a bit of a process of assessing houses just to make sure that they are livable, and that's underway as well.
Yeah, so it's going to be still quite an ongoing effect and really, really difficult during the lockdown when people need homes to be able to be safe in. But was there anything else that you wanted to add to that?
There's a Together at Home activities that are on the council website, and it's just an opportunity to discover some great things to do at home, to stay active, keep learning and take care of yourself during lockdown, and that's now all on the council website.
Yeah, I did see that. It looks like a great resource. And also that the online books in the Auckland Library are available on that website, or there's a link to it if people want to read things at home.
Oh, that's great to hear, because that was another bit of news I was going to share, is that from the 1st of September, all of library fines for overdue books have been wiped. So anybody who's been feeling that they can't go back to the library, or they let their library card lapse because they were feeling embarrassed about fines, they can go and reactivate their account or set up a new account and use all the online resources. It's part of a worldwide movement where libraries are getting rid of fines, because that's such a barrier to people accessing libraries